no one's talking about. And the reason no one's talking about it is because, one, it's very lucrative for the legacy media to not talk about it. And two, it's very lucrative for the politicians to not talk about it. But he introduced the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. Now, for all of you at home, I'm hoping some of you know what the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act is. The Smith-Mundt Act was an act that was passed, I believe, in 2012. And it was an act, no, not 2012. Was that 2020? I think it was 2012. I'm going to have to look it up. The Smith-Mundt Act was an act that was put into place that repealed a decades-old law that, oh, 2012. It was 2012. That repealed a decades-old law that said it was illegal for the federal government to lie to its citizens to propagandize them. Well, when the Smith-Mundt Act passed, it made it legal for the U.S. government, and this was under Obama, to propagandize American citizens by lying through the media and any other propaganda apparatus they chose to employ. Okay? So it meant that the government could start issuing press releases that were lies. They could lie to you from the press pulpit. We've probably all seen some of that. They could lie to you across their tweets. They could lie to you in any way they needed to propagandize you for whatever they deemed was the good of the American people. Thomas Massie introduced the bill to repeal and modernize that act to make it illegal to lie to American citizens as a member of the federal government. We should all want that. We should all be demanding that that passed. We should all be ensuring that we are leaning on Congress to say, you don't get to lie to me. But lying is exactly what they want. Propaganda is exactly what they want. They want to make sure that they're controlling every narrative so that we don't have a real say in anything that goes on. And a lot of that, as we know, is funded by our closest allies who have Project Esther and their entire arm of Hasbara to propagandize American citizens to support our allies and the war in Iran. Well, we should not be lied to. We should not be lied to by the government that only exists because we allow it to be so. Because we fund it, because we give them our taxes to make it so. I don't give my tax dollars to the American government to lie to me. But that is what they're doing. And this bill, Thomas Massie's bill, would make that illegal. It would make it illegal for any member of the federal government to lie to the American citizens to propagandize us. Everybody should want that. The same way everybody wanted the Epstein Transparency Act, the same way that everybody, at least 87% of Americans, choose to support stopping immunity for big corporations that are killing Americans, like Bayer Monsanto, right? He does the work for all of us that all of us need done. We need more members of Congress that stand up for us, not fewer, right? How does Ed Gallrain feel about this? We don't know. He hasn't answered any questions about it. We don't know how he feels about any of these issues. But what I do know is that he recently was quoted, and I think it was a USA Today article I sent over. I don't know if you guys can see that article. But he was really trying to prove it, that he's not really a sock puppet for the Trump administration. And oh, the Courtier General. I sent that over just a few minutes ago. But Ed Gallrain's response to being asked for his real opinions on issues, I believe Trump will let me speak my mind if I'm elected. He just can't speak his mind right now. Interestingly, there's another primary going on in 6th District, Kentucky, with another Trump primary opponent. And he also, or she, has not shown up for any of the primaries and is serving as a sock puppet. They are counting on Trump says so to deliver this election. And so while he has no opinions on any issues today, and we won't get to know how he feels about anything today, Ed Gallrain is very confident that Trump will let him have an opinion once he's elected. And then we'll get to know all about how he feels about things, which seems backwards to me, but what do I know? I'm just a voter. Just a voter, like all of you. I'm going to ask all of you guys to please share, if you're watching this on a live stream, share this right now, because we need people in Kentucky watching it, right? We need people in Kentucky paying attention. We need people in Kentucky picking up this torch and carrying it to the polls for the next few days. Now, in addition to the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act and the No Capital Gains Tax on Family Farms Act and the PRIME Act, and the killing of the Protect American AI Act, which are four things he has done in just the last 3 months for the American people as a congressman. Thomas Massie has also been working on several pieces of legislation that are designed to increase support for organic farming and regenerative farming. Now, many of you guys may or may not know much about Thomas Massie, but he lives on an off-grid farm in Garrison, Kentucky. And that off-grid farm is fully powered by a solar energy network he built. If you don't know, he graduated from MIT. He has multiple degrees in advanced engineering and electrical engineering, and he's an inventor. And he sold many of his inventions, but he also is really, really good at electrical engineering for his farm use. And his entire farm is organic, regenerative, and it runs off-grid. One of the things that a lot of people have brought up recently is that we all agree in not having insider trading in Congress. That is a unifying issue, just like all of the other bills he's worked on, right? And recently, there was a score that came out about Congressman Massey that gave him like a B minus, I think, on insider trading because he owns one stock. He's never traded in stocks while he's been in Congress. He's never used his insider information to get ahead trading stocks in Congress, but he owns one stock, and that is in Tesla. Why does he own stock in Tesla? Because he built a farm to make sure that the government could never control him. He has no connections to sewer, water, or electricity. And he had the ability to do that only because Tesla invented batteries that could hold solar power at your house and make it so you could recycle that energy, repurpose that energy, hold that energy, and be unreliant. It could hold your energy over many days of rain if you didn't have sunshine. And without Tesla batteries, his farm could not be completely independent of the government and what Catherine Fitz, Austin Fitz would say is the control grid, right? And so he does hold stock in Tesla. And if he didn't hold his stock in Tesla, he would have a perfect no insider trading record, which a lot of people might not know about him. So that's something worth talking about. And it's that work on his farm, which is a working, very profitable organic beef farm here in Kentucky, that has inspired him to do so much work on the farm bill, on initiatives to get the corporate interests out of our farm bill apparatus and the agricultural committee apparatus. He wants very badly to ensure that when we're giving incentives to farmers, when we're helping farmers get through tough times, that we're not tying that help to having to spend money with a corporation on things like pesticides, which is how it operates right now, right? So we have a lot of things about Thomas Massie that people may or may not know. We have a lot of bills he's been working on that people may or may not know about. We have a million reasons that we all agree with him. We have a million reasons that we all think people should vote for him. We have a million reasons that all of us say that Thomas Massie is the most popular member of Congress by approval rating on both sides of the aisle. We all know all of these things. What we don't know is why it's then the case that a poll, a very small poll, came out this week that suddenly has convinced all of us, apparently, that Ed Gelrain is beating him by 4%, which is still within the margin, when he's been ahead the entire election cycle and is still showing ahead by more than 12 points on Polymarket. Right now, we have all these pieces of legislation that have received zero press, even though they're passing or they're getting destroyed. And we have a new poll that suddenly comes out of nowhere and says he's losing this election. This is all aimed at voter suppression. Now, voter suppression happens in many ways. The most effective, statistically, version of voter suppression that takes place in the United States is to convince people that somebody has already lost or already won to a degree where they become complacent and no longer think their vote can shift it, right? There's a lot of Hail Mary things that different people can do before an election, but shifting their belief that their vote still matters is the single most effective. So when you're looking at teeny tiny polls that have never made sense, that don't stand out to you as possibly being true, and you think, oh my gosh, he's down by 4%. I guess I don't need to get up and go vote. I need you to understand that that is by design. They need you to believe your vote no longer matters because your vote matters more than it's ever mattered, ever, right? Right now in this district, every single vote counts. This district could be decided by 25 votes. I don't think that's true because he has the highest approval rating in the United States, but that only pans out if we actually go to the polls. And I have a whole series of different ways that you can come participate out here, and where you can come and meet up with us and meet with Thomas Massie. For instance, if you're in the area and you just want to come talk to him tomorrow, we're going to be at Lisse, that's Lisse Steakhouse tomorrow from, I'm sorry, Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can just come down and talk to Thomas Massey. You can talk to me. You can talk to all of our creators. You can ask him questions and he welcomes it. Now go look and see where you can go and talk to Ed Galrain. If you go and check his event schedule, you're going to find that there's not a single place in Kentucky where you can speak to his opponent because he doesn't want to answer any questions. He's the warm body that Trump promised. He's a warm body. He said Kentuckians would deliver for him because he says so, instead of the man that served them faithfully for 16 years, that's holding data centers and corporations accountable, that's stopping taxes on family farms and creating local meat supply chains. We'll be back in just a minute, guys. I'm going to kick you over to break, and I will see you when we come back in just 3 minutes.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at thealexjonesstore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, alexjoneslive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at alexjonesapp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the info war.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.